The role of this poster is to investigate and demonstrate the role that inclusive spaces like public parks make in the development of communities in Roxbury. The main findings were that at a basic level, Roxbury parks have served as a common grounds for a vast array of activities for the community to come together, converge, and socialize with one another when they might not have otherwise. So, for example, it has served as a place for community leisure, which have then led to other types of community interaction, such as going to the local restaurants and playing music and socializing with other community members. And it has been a place where people can create lasting memories and form strong bonds with people in their communities. And in another way, these parks have served as a place for people to come together and get to know what's going on in their communities. And these types of bonds and platforms for social engagement and awareness are important because the stronger the bonds communities can make with each other, the greater their potential ability to mobilize for their own efforts. So, for example, various anti-urban renewal initiatives have led to the successful completion of affordable units and other types of housing that have served the communities which would otherwise be displaced in the face of urban renewal. So this leads to the question of, when you change a park, you need to think about more than changing the physical space, but it's important to consider how you might be changing the way that the park is used, who it serves, and who feels welcome in this space. And one example is taken from the transformation of Carter Playground by Northeastern University from a place that had been a hub for African American communities in that time, which has now become different in nature due to the new population that it now serves.